I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News for Monday, March 31st, 2014. It will become mostly sunny today with a high near 51 degrees, sunny tomorrow with a high near 58 in the city. The National Weather Center is forecasting a chance of rain later in the week. They're predicting a sunny Sunday, though, with a high in the mid-50s. Drubbing. Severe thrashing. That's what pollsters are saying about how socialists in France lost ground to the conservative right in municipal elections on Sunday. Voters throughout France are disillusioned that despite President Hollande's 2012 election pledge of change now, unemployment continues to rise and the economy continues to stagnate. Many in France expect Sunday's vote to be followed by a quick government shakeup. A saving grace for the Socialist Party was the election of Anne Hidalgo as mayor of Paris. "I'm the first woman mayor of Paris," she declared. "I'm aware of the challenge," Hidalgo said in a victory speech after defeating the conservative right candidate. An old-school feminist socialist, Hidalgo spent the last 13 years as a low-profile deputy to current mayor Bertrand Delano. She will now join an exclusive club of women who have taken charge of major cities around the world. Anna Botella, the mayor of Madrid, Cape Town's Patricia de Lille, and Carolina Toja, who runs Santiago, Chile. Russia's foreign minister says Ukraine can't function as a unified state and should be a loose federation of regions that choose their own economic model, language, and religion. Sergei Lavrov said he and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry discussed the possibility of a federated Ukrainian state at very, very constructive late-night talks Sunday in Paris. The talks are part of broader diplomatic efforts to defuse the crisis in Ukraine after protests drove out a pro-Russian president and Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula in response. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and Russia agree on the need for a diplomatic solution for Ukraine. Authorities in North Korea were urged by the UN Secretary General to stop its ballistic missile activities following reports that North Korea launched two medium-range missiles on Wednesday. Members of the UN Security Council condemned the launch. The country is facing sanctions. Meanwhile, tensions are increasing between North and South Korea. The two countries exchange fire across a maritime border. South Korea's semi-official Yonhap news agency said the conflict is over. North Korea conducting a fire drill in a disputed sea boundary. In 1 week, 370 immigrant children, most of them from Central America, were found abandoned in Mexico after traffickers promised to take them to the U.S. but left them to their own devices. They were paid thousands of dollars, authorities said. Almost half of them, 163 children under the age of 18, were found traveling alone. Mexico's National Migration Institute said this in a statement. Each month, thousands of immigrants, mostly from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, attempt to emigrate to the U.S., crossing several borders in the process, despite the threat from drug gangs that kidnap, murder, and rape women. The children told federal migration agents that their guides abandoned them after accepting $3,000 to $5,000 in payments. The children and young people who came from three of the poorest countries in Central America were found between March 17th and March 24th in 14 different states in Mexico. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York, listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica radio broadcasting at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. The Washington Post is reporting that many of the Republican Party's most powerful insiders and financiers have begun a behind-the-scenes campaign to draft former Florida Governor Jeb Bush into the 2016 presidential race, courting him and his intimates and starting talks on fundraising strategy. Concern that the George Washington Bridge traffic scandal has damaged New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's political standing and alarmed by the steady rise of Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, prominent donors, conservative leaders, and longtime operatives say they consider Bush the GOP's brightest hope to win back the White House. Governor Andrew Cuomo and state leaders reached an agreement on a 2014-2015 state budget. It allocates $300 million to New York City for pre-K and after-school programs for middle schoolers for 5 years. This is a win for the mayor, even if it didn't secure the money the way he wanted by taxing the rich. De Blasio said we can now move forward to deliver truly universal pre-K.
It will affect every neighborhood in the city, tens of thousands of children and families starting this September, and we're incredibly excited about this step forward.
This now gives the mayor and the chancellor 5 months to get ready for pre-K and after school for middle schoolers. The budget also protects charter schools' use of public school buildings. This drew quick criticism from public school advocates. The New York City Kids Political Action Committee in a statement said this is the most onerous charter law in the nation and one that will likely prevent our public schools from ever being able to alleviate overcrowding or reduce class size. It's also a huge unfunded mandate for New York City, which is the only place in the state in which charters will automatically get free space paid for by taxpayers going forward. Leonie Hansen with Class Size Matters says the state legislature gave complete mayoral control to Bloomberg when he wanted to maximize public space for charters and then completely took it away when New York City elected a mayor who said enough. Now that the state lawmakers have closed a budget deal to fund pre-kindergarten in New York City, a key agenda item for Mayor Bill de Blasio is to flesh out his administration's Sandy recovery program. Standing at a news conference with Senator Chuck Schumer, the mayor announced changes he said would speed up Sandy rebuilding efforts and cut red tape.
The impact is going to be felt starting now. This is kind of a rolling dynamic where we're going to immediately get some checks in people's hands, immediately start rebuilding.
The city will reallocate $100 million to fund rebuilding of all destroyed homes. The mayor announced a new Sandy leadership team, and he added staff to the Sandy Build It Back program. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.